Christy, 2.
Hello, Hortensia Snugglebottom here. Oh dear, get that chihuahua off my leg. It's a sexual predator. Ah! Somebody call Scotland Yard. Ah! Bring back my knickers, you mangy cur.
So boy on down to their blowout surf and ski clearance sale.
Come on, Lorenzo. I've got your back.
Tidy Cat is at work every single one of them. With continuous Catpox odor control, also available in Tidy Scoop or multiple cat formulas.
Let me go in the magic plane, too. I want to go high in the sky.
Oscar was so excited about working with her. And then she didn't show up. Even Louis B. Mayer went to try and talk her into doing the movie. But eventually they knew they had to replace her. So the production stopped. And nobody had the knife to tell Judy to leave. But Chuck Walters, the director, had to tell Judy that Ginger had left the set and the production had to get going again. Judy began to shriek, "That no talent!" and other horrible things about Ginger. Finally, Chuck had to take her by the arm and lead her screaming out the door.
Did he give me confidence? Oh, yes. From the first minute, before we actually started rehearsing the number, he said, "Come on, let's have a little go together." And we just danced around together. Ah, it was great. I didn't feel too self-conscious in the sense that I was meeting the great Fred Astaire. I mean, I knew I wasn't a very good dancer, so I never expected to be a great dancer. I just hoped he could deal with my lack of whatever it was. Fred and I didn't spend much time together socially because on a picture like that, one got so bushed and we had to get up early. I had to get up a lot earlier than he did because I had all the makeup and stuff. We may have had one party on the set. I really cannot remember, but there were no dinners.